WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump, he'll be a no-show at this week's court proceedings in Atlanta.
A judge had set arraignment hearings for Wednesday for Trump and the 18 others accused of illegally trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. But in a written court filing last week, Trump pleaded not guilty and said he'll skip the hearing. The former president embraced the jailhouse mugshot that was taken when he surrendered to authorities last month, but he opted against traveling back to Atlanta for an in-court appearance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
They are still hundreds of billions of dollars apart. No agreement to break a government funding logjam as Congress gets back to work following the lawmakers' August recess. And lack of a deal is raising the possibility of a partial government shutdown when a month's end deadline rolls around. Four astronauts back on terra firma this morning following a six-month stay on board the International Space Station.
The SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Atlantic off the Florida coast. Here's NASA during an early Monday splashdown near Jacksonville, Florida.
Dragon Endeavour continuing its slow descent. There we can see splashdown on screen. Those parachutes are then cut and released.
One by one, crew members were assisted out of the Dragon spacecraft. I'm Donna Water.
Well, first there was the holiday exodus. Now comes the big homecoming as all of those who headed out of town for the long weekend head back home. And AAA says that Labor Day weekend domestic travel is running about 4% higher this year than last year. There is no trading today on Wall Street. All of the U.S. financial markets are closed in observance of Labor Day. After ending higher on Friday, the Dow opens tomorrow at 34,837. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Be thanked for pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
South Korea is facing a crisis, an epidemic of suicide among the country's school teachers. The BBC's Jean McKenzie in Seoul.
After the 23-year-old teacher took her own life, it emerged she'd been struggling with complaints from parents. Her suicide has unleashed a wave of anger from teachers across the country who say they're frequently harassed by overbearing parents who call them all hours of the day. They can be accused of child abuse for restraining violent pupils or emotional abuse for telling them off. Teachers say they're now too afraid to discipline their students. The government has admitted the current system is broken and introduced guidelines to give teachers more control.
Russia has likely proposed that North Korea participate in three-way naval exercises with China. That, according to a lawmaker who attended a closed-door briefing with the director of South Korea's top spy agency. Russia's ambassador to North Korea recently said including North Korea seems appropriate. Townhall.com. It is one of the tragic consequences of war, in this case, the ongoing war in Ukraine. Thousands of Ukrainian amputees face trauma on a scale unseen since World War I.
Some clearly remember the moment they were hit by anti-tank mines, aerial bombs, a missile or a shell. For others, the gaps in their memories loom large. Ukraine's facing a future with upward of 20,000 amputees, many of them soldiers who are also suffering psychological trauma from their time at the front. Europe has experienced nothing like it since World War I, and the U.S. not since the Civil War. I'm Charles Deledesma.
As the summer season winds down, a large swath of the East is enduring a stifling heat wave this week. In the mid-Atlantic, the mercury is soaring, climbing to near the century mark, along with rising humidity levels, make it feel even more uncomfortable. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. Police in Fond du Lac have identified a suspect in the death of Cindy Schultz-Yedis.
She's 27-year-old Taylor Sanchez, who is expected to face a judge early this week to find out if the case will move forward. Schultz-Yedis had just begun serving her life sentence for killing Ken Yedis in 2006, but may have been preparing an appeal of that decision at the time of her death. Police immediately noted that the investigation was being treated as a homicide, though details of what led them to that conclusion have not been released. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's elevated fire danger across much of Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has responded to 10 wildfires in the last week, and with the forecast indicating very hot, dry, and windy conditions through Monday, the agency is asking everybody to stay vigilant and avoid all outdoor burning. That includes campfires. There's elevated fire danger across southern and central Wisconsin. And on windy, dry days, embers from any fire can easily get out of control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Check current fire danger, wildlife reports, and burning restrictions on the DNR website. This Labor Day finds the union movement enjoying some gains in Wisconsin and nationwide. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale hopes we'll consider what unions can mean for workers.
Union membership helps build the middle class. And when more workers are in union, workers have more money to put back into the economy, which bolsters our middle class.
Nationally, represented workers include both 14.3 million union members and 1.7 million who report no union affiliation, but whose jobs are covered by a union contract. That's 11.3% of the nation's workforce. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The hot temperatures at Saturday's UW football opener caused heat-related issues. UW-Madison police say 250 people were under medical observation at cooling centers at Camp Randall Stadium during the Badgers' season kickoff against Buffalo. Temperatures in the upper 80s also led to 36 paramedic calls, 50 first aid calls, and 9 people taken from the stadium in an ambulance. And Labor Day means grilling for many, so consider getting your meat from a local butcher or processor.
State Ag Secretary Randy Romanski says you've got lots of options all across Wisconsin, and you'll be helping neighbors and local farms.
Supporting the industry, celebrating the industry, it's great to have the options we have in Wisconsin.
Romanski says 15 new processors have opened their doors over the past year, so you can find a local store near you. Just do a search online for local butcher or log on to somethingspecialwi.com. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 91. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 70 tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. A mix of clouds and sun. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 68 on Friday. Another look at the short range, a high of 91 today, a low of 70 tonight. We should top off around 89 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 65.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
My ride smells just right.
time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel.
Too. Yeah,
bye-bye. Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty. They sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Right now, 50% off everything is yours for limited time at Banana Republic Factory. Explore the fall premiere event today and save on elevated essentials for the season. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. From the scoreboard, the Phillies beat the Brewers 4-2. It was the Tigers 3-2. Tim Anderson doubled off to lead the first inning for his 1,000th career hit, all of those with the White Sox. Red Sox beat the Royals 7-3. Rangers get by the Twins 6-5. A's beat the Angels 10-6. Was the Rays 6-2 over the Guardians. Yankees over the Astros 6-1. Cubs rout the Reds 15-7. Phillies defeat the Brewers 4-2 to avoid being swept. Marlins complete their first four-game sweep of the Nationals 6-4. Cardinals, same score over the Pirates. Dodgers beat the Braves 3-1. Padres shut out the Giants 4-0. Mets over the Mariners 6-3. Blue Jays beat the Rockies 7-5. And the Orioles beat the Diamondbacks 8-5. This is SRN Sports. Coco Gauff becomes the first American teenager since Serena Williams with more than two decades ago to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals in consecutive years. She got that far, this time by beating Caroline Wozniacki 6-3, 3-6, 6-1 Sunday. Gauff will play Jelena Ostapenko after she ended Iga Swiatek's U.S. Open title defense with a 3-6, 6-3, 6-1 win in the fourth round. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic eliminated qualifier Borna Gojo 6-2, 7-5, 6-4. He'll go to the quarterfinals. Next up for Djokovic will be a matchup against number 9 seed Taylor Fritz, a 25-year-old from California. Fritz is the only remaining player in the men's bracket not to have dropped a set so far. College football, three games on Sunday. Florida State throttled 5th-ranked LSU Sunday night 45-24 earlier. Oregon State beat San Jose State 42-17. Northwestern lost to Rutgers 24-7. SRN Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the series finale with the Philadelphia Phillies with a final count of 4-2 yesterday. Wilson Contreras and Mark Canna with solo home runs, the only offense for Milwaukee, who couldn't put together hits with runners in scoring position. Skipper Craig Counsell.
I think that was the story. I don't think we had a hit with men in scoring position today. You know, unless you're hitting homers with men on base, it's tough to put up a big number without that. So we were missing the next hit today. There's a couple spots where it, could have tied the game or give us some cushion, but just didn't get it today.
The Brewers leading the NL Central continues at 3.5 games. Milwaukee now goes on the road to start a series in Pittsburgh with the Pirates tonight. On to football, where the Green Bay Packers now move into game week mode as the Packers are getting set for the season opener on Sunday so they go on the road to Chicago to take on the Bears. To college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers picked up a 38-17 season-opening victory over Buffalo on Saturday. After winning his debut as head coach of the Badgers, but also seeing need to improve, provides mixed emotions for head coach Luke Fickell.
Yes, you know, there's mixed emotions right now, but as I walked in here, my wife probably tried to remind me to enjoy what you do and winning. And I say that to the guys, but then I walk out and I bite my lip. And no, it is. It's in some ways that, you know, I want to make sure that the focus isn't on me or the new or the offense. Or it's about this team. It's about our ability to grow, you know. And sometimes you get through that first game to make sure everybody kind of gets themselves centered back into the things that they're supposed to do and need to do, and get our minds all focused on what's going to give us a chance to continue to grow and to be successful and play our best ball at the end of the year.
Next up for the Badgers, going on the road on Saturday to Washington State. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network has been on the air for more than 25 years and now boasts more than 100 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Bill Scott's Titletown digs deep into Packer coverage throughout the season. Plus, we're at the Capitol every day. Wisconsin Radio Network has the resources, social media, and digital presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's just been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98Q Country.
kiss.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Ah,
Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 91. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 70 tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89, a mix of clouds and sun. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 68 on Friday. Another look at the short range, a high of 91 today, a low of 70 tonight. We should top off around 89 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Keep my-
fishing in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line,
I get a pole.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
car
poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
Disagree. You can't judge me.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. Catch. just baby, but the ground.
Yeah. today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
This world is a beautiful place.